The House in Olympia decided, thanks to the Democrats, to approve the capital gains tax. It's a little bit different than it was originally proposed. It's now at a 7% capital gains tax. It passed by a very narrow margin, 52 to 46. Now it heads to the Senate, where it certainly seems like it will pass, but anything is possible. Joining me on the line to discuss is our friend, State Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, Jason. Glad to be back.
So, obviously, there are Democrats who are not on board with the capital gains tax. We've got some like Mark Mullett, for example, over in Issaquah. We've got Stephen Hobbs, who has shown reluctance here. So where do things stand?
That's correct. Well, things are still flushing out, lots of maneuvering behind the scenes. So we're going to see where it goes from here. You know, it narrowly passed the Senate 25 to 24, and then, like you said, 52-46 in the House. But it's got to come back to the Senate for concurrence. So we'll see where we go from here.
Is the thinking that by lowering it to the 7% that it would be more palatable for the Democrats on the Senate side who voted no?
No, I don't think that that's going to get them there. The 7% I don't think is going to be the ultimate deciding factor. I'm not sure actually what is going to be the deciding factor, but I'll certainly say that we don't need this tax in our state at all. You know, they come to us and they say that we need this tax for two particular reasons. Two of their main arguments, they say that we've got to fix our regressive tax system. And then they say that we've got to add this additional tax because our budget is hurting because of all the COVID shutdowns. And both of those are absolutely false, Jason. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we look at that bill, the bill doesn't even mention reducing taxes for lower and middle income Washingtonians.
Exactly.
It's absolutely not about fair taxes. It's really just about more taxes.
And I think that is spot on. It was funny, State Representative Marcus Richelli sent out a tweet talking about the reason why on the House side he decided to support the capital gains tax was this was all about attacking the regressive tax structure, that he was doing this because he represents a whole bunch of people who are low income. And so I asked him on Twitter, I said, okay, did you or are you lowering taxes for the people who you represent and you claim to be? His response was, yes. And as an example, he said he passed a bill or is about to pass a bill that protects taxpayers from home foreclosures by reducing the interest on delinquent property taxes that are owed. So that obviously is not a regressive tax in any traditional sense of the way we talk about it.
Yeah, I certainly wish that we could have a serious conversation about regressive taxes in this state, because we do have some of the highest taxes in the nation.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of examples to share with you real quick, is just to see how we rate. You know, we have the highest tax on liquor in the nation at $33.22 per gallon. That's 50% higher than the next state. We have the third highest tax on cell phones at 19.83%, and the Senate just passed a bill to increase that even more. We have the fourth highest tax on gas at 49.4 cents per gallon. That's likely going to go up after this session. We have the 10th highest tax on cigarettes at $3.03 per pack. You know, these are some of the taxes that we typically associate as regressive taxes. Overall, we have the sixth highest excise tax rate in the nation. So, you know, if you agree with those taxing levels or not, this new income tax does not even mention them. So the argument that we need this new tax to fix our regressive system is just null and void. It's totally not about fair taxes. It's about more taxes.
So where do we go from here at this point? Obviously, you've made your case, and we haven't even touched on the fact that it's unconstitutional. We'll see whether or not our state Supreme Court actually agrees to abide by the decades of times that they've said this. But what's next at this point? It seems likely, or at least there's no reason for us to believe that all of a sudden the Democrats won't again pass this by a vote.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close vote. So there's still a lot of negotiating going on in the back rooms, obviously. We've only got, 4 days left of session?
Could you just real quick, Senator, what are the negotiations at this point?
Well, I think honestly that you're getting a couple of the Democrats who are on the fence if they're going to support this or not, and you've probably got some of the other Democrats that are trying to buy them off with particular projects in their districts and try to get their vote that way.
Okay, so good old politicking.
Yeah.
So then really we got to pay attention to the senators who maybe switch their votes.
I think it would be good to look at those senators and then hold them accountable for any large projects that show up inside of their districts at the end of session.
So at the end of the day, you know, all of this could be hopefully for naught anyway, because, it is unconstitutional, correct? Is there any question?
Well, not according to the IRS and 49 other states. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It is rather ridiculous. Before we let you go, State Senator Gildon, could you just quickly give us an update on where we stand as far as the legalization of drugs? Supreme Court declared a personal possession felony law as unconstitutional. They used remarkably ridiculous logic behind that. So right now, and now retroactively, anyone who was popped for simple drug possession, that's all overturned. Right now, to possess drugs, any drug right here in the state is legal. Senate Democrats tried to pass a bill that effectively legalized drugs again. So they just wanted to codify it. You guys said no to that and went back to the House. Where do things stand?
Okay, so there's typically been two extreme sides to this particular issue. There's one side that says that we should not criminalize possession of drugs at all. It should never be a criminal penalty. There's another side that says, no, it must be a felony level offense. So we came to kind of a compromise in the Senate, a last minute compromise in the Senate. And we said, okay, we're going to require mandatory diversionary treatment for the first two offenses. And then the third offense would be either another diversion or a gross misdemeanor, and that would be at the discretion of the prosecuting attorney. So that passed the Senate and then went over to the House. And the House, it's looking like the end negotiation is it's going to be somewhere between either a gross misdemeanor or a misdemeanor will be the negotiated out position that comes out of the legislature this year. My personal opinion is, I do believe that that drug addiction is an illness, and I think preferably we want to send those people to drug rehabilitation and, get them rehabilitated. And probably the jail is not the best place for that.
Agreed.
But, we've got to fund these rehabilitation centers. And that's another thing that really got me is my first year in the legislature in 2019, we passed a bill that gave basically free college education to students all across Washington State at a price tag of about $900 million. I firmly believe that our budget should reflect our shared priorities. At the time, I think behavioral health and drug rehabilitation treatment was probably our number one problem in the state, while at the same time, we were number two or number three in the nation at helping out college students financially. That same year when we sent $900 million for free college education, we only sent $300 million to behavioral health and drug rehabilitation treatment. That is absolutely in reverse order, Jason. Yeah. We've got to send dollars to our biggest problem areas.
I agree. There's no doubt about it. I just wish that Democrats would stop virtue signaling and actually get serious about this. They're all down with the legalization of drugs, but not with addressing any of the consequences of that kind of behavior. State Senator Chris Gildon, Republican from Puyallup, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I had a good time.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show, 1-800-465-8770. If you want to join the conversation, send me a text. Right now, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.